Hello, everybody. It's Jenny, owner and founder of The Coach Jenny. I believe that each day we can live unapologetically, laugh just a little more, and learn something new. So sit back, relax, and let's get started. Good evening, everybody. What's up? What's new and exciting with you? It is so nice to do a live in the evening. It's not during the day. Actually, George went skiing. I'm like, seriously, you didn't have enough time outside in the freezing ass cold when we were in Utah? He's going skiing. So anybody in the upper east of Pennsylvania, watch out, George is going skiing. But yeah, what's up? I'm going live. I'm actually up here with Tessa, who's right there, and I convinced her to come upstairs with me and do a live. I just did a live in my UHPW group on our week three recap, which was super fun. We had to talk about our higher power self and what our statement was. So I thought I would share it with you because it is kind of relevant to my coaching and myself and like what I do. So I wrote all my stuff down here. We have this awesome notebook and this workbook for UHPW. And it is freaking fabulous. If you have the opportunity ever in your life to take UHPW, which is like the female version of the Tony Robbins 10-week program, it is awesome. It's a 10-week program. It goes up to a UPW, which is Unleash the Power Within. And then we do 4 solid days with Tony Robbins. And then we have a sum up day with a KK at the end. But this UHPW is just has been amazing. It is truly like hours on Monday night, but it is just something that is needed in everybody's lifetime at one point or another. But anywho, back to business. I got my little notebook here. This is actually my planner, and in my planner, y'all know me that I'm like obsessive with my planners. So I write all my good stuff in here. So in my planner, I wrote from the notes last night in UHPW, I wrote my higher power name and this little quote, which I thought would be perfect to share to my community. So my higher power name is Portia Rose. And why I picked that, I don't know. It's something that came to me. It's a little sassy, classy, and a little badassy. And it's kind of nice to reflect to Miss Rose when I have a question and I need to figure some shit out. So it's kind of nice to reflect out of past me, present me, and talk to higher power me to figure some shit out sometimes. But this is what I learned about myself in UHPW last night. It says, I will unleash the unapologetic lifestyle of fun, love, and laughter, allowing room for growth and gratitude. And I was like, holy shit, like, that's pretty awesome. And because I'm all about this unapologetic me thing. And if you guys don't know a little bit about me, I was born half blind. Yeah, half blind, just like this side. Like, I always say the higher powers truly have a sense of humor because they're like, we're gonna make this one 6'3", 225 pounds, and half blind. I was like, is that all you got? You want to throw anything else at me? But yeah, so my growing up story was just a little bit different. You know, when all your friends were like 5'5", like 92 pounds, like there I am, like the skyscraper next to all my friends who were tiny. And I could seriously put them in my backpack. Talk about some like psychological body dysmorphic issues growing up. So lots of therapy later. I turned out to be pretty badass. I mean, don't get me wrong, I still have moments that still creep in and get me in there every once in a while. But you know what? Still work with my diet or my doctor of sports nutrition and people who still continue to help me with my and my weight. So I have no shame in my game. I'm a person that grew up asking for help because you know what? If you don't know how to fix something and you don't know how to get there, you should ask for some help. And I learned that at a super young age. It's so funny that in the current world nowadays, people are afraid to ask for help. And to me, I can't compute that. Like, I was born half blind. If I didn't ask for help, I don't know how my life would have turned out. Like, I already had doctors tell me, like, you're not going to be like the normal kids. The normal kids. I don't know what the hell the normal kids look like. I don't think I want to be normal. But, you know, you'll never drive a car. You'll never play sports. And like, never, 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 never. That's all I heard, like, growing up. Well, you know, tell me that I can't do something. Bitch, I'm going to make you a scrapbook and send it to you because I'm that stubborn. But, you need to have this kind of mindset to like change your life and like, you know, almost have that sassiness to you to be like, I need to prove them wrong. But on the other hand, you still need to be the authentic person that you want to be. And I was telling the UHPW group, like, it's so interesting how like people idolize like coaches and like the Tony Robbins and all these other people, and they want to be just like them. I think it's awesome to have like qualities and traits and values like them, but I don't want to be like them. I want to be like Jenny. Like, this person here is amazing. She's been through hell and back like a ton of times, learned a lot of life lessons. Like, I'm only 44 and I got a lot of shit still to learn. And I got a lot of shit that I can teach people. And that's what I love about coaching, is that it is forever learning and growing, because that's what I love to do. I love to learn and grow. And but turn around and then teach that to your clients. And it's fun. Like, I love going in the sisterhood and be like, girls, let me tell you what I learned last night. This shit's amazing. It's so much fun to turn around and be like, girls, guess what? Oh, Tess is on the move. Oh, just kidding. But it's so important as humans that we be authentic to ourselves, that we value ourselves, that we cherish ourselves, and that we live in the moment. And I was just talking to a coach today, and I was like, it's so funny how so many people are like, you know, like in the past, like people would judge me and they would do this and, you know, this. I'm like, living in the past, that's like a depressive state, like living in the past. But then we live in the future and we're anxious and full of anxiety about what could happen. What, I don't know, the coulda, shoulda, woulda. Like, we have this two states of this depressive state and this anxiety state that we truly live in, that we forget to live in the moment, the present. It is a gift. That's why they call it a present. Like, live in the moment. So, It's interesting, and I know with many of our coaches that I've worked with and I've tried to convey, I don't know, teach my clients. Sometimes I don't know the words, I just be honest. Tell my clients, I'm like, we need to live in the moment. And they're like, well, how do you live in the moment? I'm like, slow down. You gotta slow down. Like, you can't think 400 steps ahead. You can't think about what you're wearing tomorrow, what you're eating tomorrow, what you like. Yes, I have a planner. I think about everything all the time. I truly do. My brain goes 1,000 miles an hour. But sometimes you need to slow down in order to move forward. And it sounds counterintuitive, but if we truly don't slow down and we truly don't enjoy the moment, we're missing everything. We're truly missing everything. And I am super blessed to have a career now that I can slow down and speed up and travel and spend more time with my parents and, you know, do all these things that it's different. And I know many people are in the corporate world and they're like, well, I have to go to work and I have to eat lunch at this time and I have to do this and this, that, and the thing. But babe, listen to me. Yes, you have to do these things. And I understand that there's requirements and expectations, but all it takes is a minute, 2 minutes to take time, ground yourself, sit in your chair, high knee to the back to the chair, sit up tall. Oh, look at this. I must have scratched my neck. Sit up tall, put your feet flat on the ground. Like, ground yourself into the earth. Pick your head up. Make sure your crown's nice and fixed. Take a deep breath. Enjoy the moment. I always say, sitting in complete silence is the hardest thing you'll ever do. And it took me years to understand what silence is. Now, I have like that, what, tinnitus, or whatever, my ringing in my ears, that to actually bypass that and not hear it and actually hear silence is probably the best gift I've ever given myself, where I can sit and enjoy silence, where I can tune out the dog, where I can tune out George and tune out whatever and just enjoy the moment. And if you can't do that, honest, get a pair of headphones. Like, seriously, they're like 99 cents at like that Five Below, one of my favorite stores. Get a pair of headphones, plug it in your phone, go to Insight Timer. It's truly free. One of my coaches, Lindsay Schroeder, she is amazing, has amazing things on there for free. And there's one, it's like your higher self. It's like 7 minutes. Like, put in your phones, take yourself 7 minutes. Like, seriously, tell them you're gonna go take a poo. Go to the bathroom and like, listen to that. Like, take your lunch outside, plug in, give yourself some time to ground in. We all need that refresher. I said to my clients like 2 weeks ago, I'm like, listen, I'm going on holiday. I need to hit the pause button because truly it's been 2 years of insanity, of COVID and mass, no mass. My mom was recently diagnosed with pancreatic cancer in June. Like, holy shit. Like, my world has turned upside down and, you know, trying to help her manipulate cancer treatments and doctors and treatment teams and helping my father understand all this stuff. Like, everything has been turned upside down. But on one way, we need to take a moment to ground ourselves. And one of my coaches told me, she's like, babe, you are an amazing coach. You are an amazing, beautiful woman. But honestly, you cannot pour from an empty cup. And I was like, but I do. I put that smiley face on and I just shake everything I can. And then at the end of the night, I am so emotionally, physically, spiritually exhausted. And she goes, that's why. You don't take time for yourself. You don't take time to exercise, eat well, and do it. I'm like, I do. I schedule it in my book. It's in my planner. I wrote here that I will exercise and I'm gonna eat. And she's like, you're psychotic. Like, girl, calm down. Like, calm down. And it was really nice to have that moment of clarity. And she's like, you need to get away. Like, I know, like, she knows me for years. She's like, you need to get to your national parks. I'm like, I know we can't get in the national parks and need park passes and all this other stuff. And she's like, as soon as it opens, go. And so we were lucky to go to Zion National Park and get away. I mean, Zion is a very special park for George and I. It's the first park that we ever went to when we were dating. I truly thought he was trying to kill me. But going on the number one scariest hike in the world that you go on, which is Angel's Landing. Yeah, that's what he took me on. So I think I passed the test of marriage. But it was super nice just to get away. And I remember like sitting there on a rock and like talking to George and being like, hey, like, man, like I'm blessed. I'm blessed to be me. I'm blessed to have a career that it's not easy. It's not easy being a coach. It's not easy to market yourself and do this and, you know, all the finances and then, you know, do the posts and do this and, you know, but I love every minute of it. I would not, of my women in the sisterhood, any of my private coaches, any of it up, because truly these women that I communicate with are truly a part of my heart. And knowing that I could possibly help them grow and create just that 1% change in their lifestyle is all worth it. It's all worth the time that I am scared, anxious, nervous. Sometimes I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. But on the other hand, it's like when you get that message from somebody and it says, hey, guess what I did today? I did this. And I was like, holy shit. You know, like 3 months ago, this individual would have never did that. Like never did that. And I was like, well, and I asked him like, well, why? Why did you do this today? And they're like, well, I had some clarity and I wrote all my goals down and I'm focused. And I was like, do all that yourself? And they're like, yeah. And I was like, holy shit, that's like 19 gold stars for you. And that's why I always say, like, my coaching style is different. I'm not going to sit there and be like, you need to do this and that. I'm not a robot. I'm very emotional. I'm very driven. I'm very passionate. I'm gonna push. I'm gonna push your buttons to the point that sometimes you're gonna be like, this bitch is nasty. But on the other hand, you're gonna see the light at the end of the tunnel. You're gonna understand why I'm pushing your buttons. I created a group called the Sisterhood, and I created in 20. I created it in 20 and in 2020. And it is absolutely what I needed when I was mid-20s, 30s. Because it's a group of women who are like, I need help, I need support. I'm confused about this, but I'm really good at this. And it's just so fascinating, the mindsets in this group, because everybody is so good at different things. And it blows me away. It blows me away. But then when you read the daily chat and they're just like so supportive and so loving towards each other, I'm like, I wish I had this when I was 20. I wish I could have like went into like a sisterhood or a community and be like, I'm a mess. My boyfriend is an asshole. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. My career sucks. I'm just so lost. I have body issues. Like, I wish I had that. And that's why I created a sisterhood, because that's what we need. We need a community where you can have that moment of just ultimate meltdown and the girls are like, pick you up, fix your girls, and get you shit together and be like, babe, it's okay. High five. We got this. Like, I mean, there was moments on vacation, like, I cried in the morning, like, things that I did with them. I'm like, what? Because I have those moments. Like, I know that this is a group that will support me as well as I will support them. And that is the best part of being unapologetic. Best part about being authentic, transparent as a coach. And I always tell everybody that I coach, I'm like, listen, your journey is very specific and there is no, what do they call it, outline, cookie cutter way to handle your situation. And I am not a cookie cutter coach. Absolutely not. I know I spent 17 years in the clinical world and I wrote treatment plans and action plans and group therapy and I ran the whole gamut. Like, I had thousands of clients and there is no two people alike. There is no two goals alike. Even tying shoes is not alike. I mean, there's a loop swoop and a bunny ears and nowadays there's Velcro. Shit, get Velcro. I can't complain. Look at my cycling shoes. Velcro and a Boaz thing. That's my life right there. But not everybody's a cookie cutter. Absolutely. And that's what I love about coaching, because every time that I go on Zoom or Insta chat or whatever, and that person on the other side of my phone either comes on, they're laughing, they're crying, they're whatever. Every day is an adventure. And that's all my jam. Because to me, it's about putting the puzzle pieces together to understand what puzzle you're making. Because our life is trying to put together the puzzle without the cover. Do you ever try to put together a puzzle without knowing what the hell the puzzle looks like? That's our life. That's what we're doing. You're gonna try to jam pieces in there that don't fit. You're gonna try to make it fit because that's how we are. And be like, mm-mm, that green does not go with the red, but we're gonna make that shit fit in there. Mm-mm. But anywho, I digress. I just wanted to pop on live today to say hello, good evening, what's up? I have the floof. Hey, you wanna say hi? You wanna say hi? Look, everybody's on. Now you don't wanna say hi? Before, you were trying to eat the camera. She's like, it's dinner time, bitch, feed me. So I love you all. Thank you so much. I got nothing to say right now. George is, he went skiing. He just messaged me. So hopefully he made it to the ski mountain. He left like an hour or so ago. I can't believe he's going skiing. It's freezing. Like, we all just left ski area. He's special. That's for sure. So I'm going to go eat dinner. I hope you watched this whole thing. Thank you for the ladies who came on. I love you so much. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, you need some support in your life, click the link. See how I can support you. I do have group. I have a group sisterhood. I have private coaching. When I was on vacation, I had this epiphany from this lady. She kept on saying, 33% off. Wow, that's like $400. I seriously had to hear this for like miles. And she was, I don't even know what the hell she was buying. So this was all that I was thinking. So what I did is I took Mindset Spark and I made it 33% off, which is $400. So you can do private coaching with me, 8 weeks, $800. Babe, that is a fan-freaking-tastic deal. It's $100 a week to coach with me. You get a one-on-one session and you get WhatsApp coaching with me. You can't beat that. So you looking to do a special for yourself in February? You want to love yourself a little bit? Take advantage of that. So, all right. Love you all. Mwah. Pass this video on to somebody. Put it on your own Facebook page. Tell people to check out my stuff. If you're one of the ladies in my group, I love you so much because I can't do this without you. You all know that. So take care. Have an amazing day.